WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I've read the Sunday New York Times wedding announcements for years now because they're so reassuring. In our chaotic world where people struggle with commitment and self-identity, the wedding announcements offer a utopian vision of a community where the right people continue to meet and marry each other. Technically, the wedding pages are a democratic space. Anyone, regardless of their pedigree, can place an announcement for $17.95 per line. But nobody I know is ever bothered, not even Donna Kaminsky, a childhood friend from Queens. Her wedding to Vic, a guy in the mafia, was the most lavish I've ever attended. Donna and Vic glided into their wedding reception, seated in a pink mechanical swan. Dry ice swirled round the ballroom, and the band played the theme from The Godfather. What an affair! What a couple! But in the Times, they would have looked like peasants. First of all, Donna and Vic would have been buried at the bottom of the wedding page, because it's laid out like one of those ocean liners that carried immigrants to this country at the turn of the century. Wasps monopolized the top berths, while Catholics, Jews, and dark-skinned peoples huddled below in steerage. The photos on the page also distinguish the DuPonts and Carnegies of this world from the commoners. The Times Society editor solicits photos from only the most prominent brides. Their announcements run for free, so much for democracy. In the last decade, couple photos have appeared more often on the page. I think maybe this is because of the way feminism has redefined our relationships. A wedding is no longer just the bride's big day, but something the groom is involved in, too. I've noticed something else. Half the brides and grooms in these photos look like mirror images, and only half the new marriages in this country succeed. What role does mutual narcissism play in keeping marriages together? We won't know for sure until the Times begins running divorce announcements with photos. To rise to the top of the wedding page, even an Episcopalian couple who share the same gene pool need wealthy, learned, and powerful male ancestors. Here's a model announcement from last Sunday's Times. The Princeton University Chapel was the setting for the wedding of Nancy Goddard Boardman and James Douglas Sparkman, Jr. The bride is a freelance writer. The groom is a descendant of Pierre Placot, a Huguenot whose house, completed in 1707, still stands in New Rochelle. A Huguenot in the family guarantees a couple a splashy announcement and a photo. So do political connections, however obscure. In February, Heather Hatfield and Donald Gibble announced their engagement along with the news that Miss Hatfield is the great-great-granddaughter of James S. Sherman, the Vice President of the United States from 1909 to 1912. Is this how Dan Quayle's descendants will define themselves in 100 years? Maybe these couples seem so idyllic because they're all following the same script, one that comes to closure at the peak of newly wedded bliss before kids or boredom disrupts the plot. The Times perpetuates its enabling fictions of marriage by making sure that all their wedding announcements are fit to print.